Why? I got it, at least well enough to be able to figure out who they were planning to kill. It became a race between us. He glanced at the women and children. I got everyone I could out of harm's way and brought them here. He tried to move his head and winced. There are another dozen at a cabin on an island about 20 miles north of here. A safe house, I mused. You were taking them to a safe house. Yeah. Elaine just stared at the women for a long moment, then at Thomas. Olivia, she asked, is he telling the truth? As far as I know, the girl answered, he's been a perfect gentleman. I'm pretty sure nobody but me caught it, but at her words, Thomas's eyes flashed with a cold and furious hunger. He may have treated the women gently and politely, but I knew that there was a part of him that hadn't wanted to. He closed his eyes tightly and started taking deep breaths. I recognized the ritual he used to control his darker nature and said nothing of it. Elaine talked quietly with Olivia, who began making introductions. I leaned against a wall, unless maybe since we were on a ship it was a bulkhead, and rubbed my finger at a spot between my eyebrows where a headache was coming on. The damned oily smoke smell from the nearby ship's sputtering engine wasn't helping matters any either, and my head snapped up and I flung myself up the stairs and onto the deck. That big, ugly boat had been moved from its moorings and now floated directly beside the water beetle, blocking it from the open waters of the lake. Its engine was pouring out so much blue-black oil smoke that it could not have been anything but deliberate. A choking haze had already enveloped the water beetle, and I couldn't see beyond the next row of docks. A figure hurtled from the deck of the boat to land in a tigerish crouch on the little area of open deck at the rear of the water beetle. Even as I watched, its features, those of an unremarkable man in his mid-30s, began to change. His jaws elongated, face extending into something of a muzzle, and his forearms lengthened, the nails extending into dirty-looking talons. He faced me, shoulders distorting into hunched knots of powerful muscle, bared his teeth, and let out a shrieking roar. A ghoul. A tough, dangerous opponent, but not impossible to beat. Then, more figures appeared on the deck of the other ship, half veiled by the thick smoke. Their limbs crackled and contorted, and a dozen more ghouls opened their mouths in ear-splitting echo of the first. Thomas! I shouted, half choking on the smoke. We've got a problem! 13 ghouls flung themselves directly at me, jaws gaping and slavering, talons reaching, eyes gleaming with feral bloodlust and rage. Fucking boats!